And we now turn our attention to our next special guest and a very busy day for him at Churchill Downs. That is trainer Kenny McPeak. Not only does he have three horses to saddle in the graded stakes, two in the Goldenrod, one in the Kentucky Jockey Club, but he'll be responsible for saddling, I think it's 11 horses today. Kenny, is that right?
Well, we scratched one of them, but yeah, it's a busy day. This is typical. Every year they write these races on this day, and we're pretty active because I buy a lot of young horses at auction for my clients and my partnerships. Then this time of year, this is a pretty big focus, and by this time, a lot of them are ready, rolling to go, and we learn a lot today on how good they are.
How great are these programs that Churchill puts together with all these, strictly two-year-old races? You have maiden races, you have allowance races, you have stakes races. Share your thoughts on this type of a day.
Well, I think it encourages horsemen to buy young horses, and I think that's a really good thing. The claiming game's great for some people, but I think young horses are certainly the foundation of for my operation. And I think it encourages a lot of other trainers to get more actively involved in whether it's buying yearlings or two-year-olds at auction. And I've been pretty much doing that for a long time, so it suits us. But I hope that these other guys are going out there trying to find the type of horse that wins on a day like today.
Kenny, it's Anthony Stabile. You talk about buying these horses at auction, the young horses, yet you don't really seem like one of these guys that's consumed by winning the Derby, even though you're a Kentuckian. Is that just a business model kind of thing, or are you secretly consumed with winning the Kentucky Derby?
Well, you try to buy the kind of horses that people can get a return on their investment. And whether it's a colt or a filly, no, I'm not obsessed on whether it's a colt or a filly. Winning the Derby would be nice. I've been kind of what I call around the bullseye in that race, but there's a lot of other more important races. And the truth is that it's been kind of a down year in stakes company or stakes winners for us, but we've been second and third in a long list of them. So we've been, same thing, kind of around the bull. But, you've got to go to these auctions and you've got to think, I'm going to buy a horse for somebody. They're going to be paying out for an extended period of time. And they need a horse that's got enough talent that they can think that they're going to get, a return, win and some excitement and maybe even some cash in the bank and some positive. The filly today, Dothraki Queen, has been a huge hit for us. And we've had others before and we'll have others later.
Well, I'm glad you brought up Dothraki Queen because I was going to start with your two fillies in the Goldenrod, Dothraki Queen and Cold Dish. They're kind of on opposite ends of the spectrum in terms of what they've been able to accomplish so far in their career. Let's start with Dothraki Queen, and she comes out of that effort in the Breeders' Cup Juvenile Fillies. A good third-place effort. Share your thoughts on that race, Kenny.
Well, she's extremely consistent. She got stopped a little bit in the middle of the turn, or I think she may have been second. In the Breeders' Cup, but the winner obviously is just a freaky good filly, and this more opportunity to knock down another graded stake for her here today. But Cold Dish, this is a filly that's doing extremely well. She hasn't shown near the talent that Dothraki Queen has, but if you would ask me who's doing better going into the race, I think Cold Dish is. Dothraki Queen's her old self. She just very professional, but Cold Dish is like shining new money right now. The question is she talented enough? And you don't answer that question until you try.
She's owned by Toby Keith's Dreamwalking Farms. What's it like to train for a guy like Toby Keith?
No, it's great. He leaves you alone. He sent me a couple of horses in the spring, and this is one of them. We've got another, a Tale of the Cat colt that's had some problems. We had to geld and things like that. But Toby's super. He gets it. The guy really deserves a good horse at some point. He's been trying to kind of step up his program. And he runs a lot out in Oklahoma and I think Texas. And he's got a few horses here in Kentucky with some other guys too. But he's fun and loves the game. Absolutely loves it.
He actually won one on the Zia Park Land of Enchantment card. We had those races on Wednesday. Getting back to Dothraki Queen, Kenny. she's had a pretty, I don't want to say she's had a long campaign, but she's run some ultra tough races this year, and she's a versatile kind of filly. Talk a little bit about her coming to the end of her season now and maybe even looking ahead to next year with a filly of this type.
Well, we freshened her going into the Alcibiades, or actually the Pocahontas, which she won. So she had a couple of months in between that race, and I think a month in between is more than enough for most horses. She is going to get time off after this race, and likely a good solid 2 months. And then I don't anticipate that I'm going to run her again until probably March. And, you know, she's extremely quick, but she is not a very heavy filly. She's a light, leggy, very refined filly, but extremely intelligent and got a real attitude, which we love. And she kind of reminds me of Take Charge Lady, not as big as Take Charge Lady was, but a similar body, similar package.
I guess you're allowed to have a little attitude if you're named after the Queen of Dragons, right?
Exactly.
The Queen of Dragons.
We had Kenny on Express Bet Radio, and for the folks out there that don't know, well, I'll let Kenny tell. Kenny, tell everybody who this filly's named after.
Well, for those who watch Game of Thrones, the HBO series, she's named after the Queen of Dragons. I can't remember her name.
Daenerys Targaryen, the mother of the dragons, the Khaleesi. Yeah,
yeah. But it's a really cool series. If you haven't watched it, some people we don't have anything to do in the evening, so we get it wrapped around these HBO series. I bet Anthony's watched The Sopranos before, but anyway,
once or twice.
Ken McPeat joining us on the Equine Forum presented by Lane's End on the Horse Racing Radio Network. Speaking of names, you look at Cold Dish, and this is a 2-year-old daughter of Icebox out of Dishtown. So appropriately named is Cold Dish in the Goldenrod. And as Kenny mentioned just a few moments ago, maybe even coming into the race better than Dothraki Queen. How about the Kentucky Jockey Club, Kenny, with Rated R Superstar? Talk to me about him.
Well, he's a really fast colt. He got left completely flat-footed in the Breeders' Cup, which we were extremely disappointed. He only gets beat 5, maybe 6 lengths, and nothing went right. We kind of anticipated that he'd break sharp and he'd be on or near the pace, and when he didn't get out of the gate, it was kind of game over. We did some gate work in between. He's an easy horse to keep, and like I said, extremely fast. I'm not sure in the long run or in later in his career he's going to run long. He is probably more physically and pedigree-wise a sprinter, but we've been able to stretch him out, kind of reminiscent of a horse named Noble's Promise we had a few years ago that really was bred to be a sprinter and routed really well for a period, and then you gear him back down and as they get older. We did that yesterday with The Truth or Else. He's starting to shorten up too, but this is a good colt, and he'll get a break after this race as well.
You know, Kenny, when I handicapped this race for our Express Bet Weekend Stakes preview, as a handicapper / gambler, I watched some of Rated R Superstar's replays and have seen his races. Obviously, it's not often that you get saddled with post 12, and it might be a blessing. Do you think this horse runs better when he's outside of horses? Because to me, it looks like he's a lot more comfortable when he's outside.
Well, he at this stage in his career, that's hard to say. But the one race at the Breeders' Futurity, he drew the inside. And we were commit or not situation. And we committed. And you know, he ran his race early and didn't finish. On the outside, yes, he can stalk on the outside. You know, how they unfold going into that first turn is always interesting. Races are won and lost every day going into the first turn. And if he has a smooth trip to the first turn, that'll dictate, you know, how he finishes, I think.
Ken McPeak here on the Equine Forum presented by Lane's End on the Horse Racing Radio Network. Kenny, how much time do you actually spend planning out the campaigns of all of your young horses. And I guess what I mean by that is, okay, if the ultimate goal is indeed to get to the Kentucky Derby with a horse that you feel is that caliber, are you sitting down now at the end of November and saying, okay, we want to go here, and if he runs well here, we're going to go to this spot and then this spot? Is it that much of an exact science?
In all honesty, no, it's not. We take it week to week. You know, there, yeah, you've got goals, and when you have to nominate, you have to make those decisions. But it's a week-to-week process. You know, we'll go over the group, and I'll set a work schedule for each horse, whether it's at Churchill or Keeneland or even in Saratoga or up at Belmont. But we will try to work a lot of horses Fridays and Saturdays, and then we work them in company where we get an idea of who's, you know, working well against who. And then I'll mark races typically Monday or Tuesday. And then, you know, we've got a board that we use it's a progressive board where we have 3 weeks that we can look at in advance, and then we can mark race dates. And it's very artistic. I mean, you can't plan too far ahead. You have to kind of go with the flow on it. Sometimes horses take you to races, but you certainly cannot force them into a race. They have to go there on their own, and it's all timing, and it's all how they're doing, and if they're, you know, on the peak of their game, and everything falls in place.
What's your plan for the winter? Where will you go?
Going to be a very, very light winter. I am going to send a division to Oaklawn. I'm going to leave a division here in Kentucky at Keeneland for the winter, which is somewhat rare for us. And we're going to lay up a lot of the horses. I've got, probably 30 that I want to just give a little R&R. You know, of course, I've got my farm here in Lexington, which I'm at now. And we've got 40 babies that have been broke or are being broke right now here. And those babies will be brought into the main racing stable during the course of the winter and into spring. But my goal is to have a solid winter at Oaklawn, not going to press it so much. And then we'll be coming out, you know, double barreled, you know, raring to go by March, April, May. And but December, January, February, very light. We're going to have a good holiday here in Kentucky. We've even debated on, you know, taking a trip to South America for a period. I've got a lot of good friends and connections in Brazil and Argentina that I want to visit. And it's not going to be very hectic. It's going to be slow. And I've got a new baby in the household. I don't know if you
really
knew that.
I did not know that.
Yeah, my wife gave birth on November 9th, so I've got a newborn.
Congratulations.
We're going through a few sleepless nights, but she's coming along really good. And it's priorities, you know. That's what really matters. Horse racing is a great game, and it's a wonderful career, but it really is just a job. So we're going to try to take some perspective.
Yeah, well said. Baby girl, I take it?
Yes, baby girl named after my mother who passed away years back. Some of you that don't remember, I took a season off. My mother was terminally ill, and that was one of the things. And I named our daughter after my mother.
Well, he has his priorities straight. He's trainer Ken McPeak, and it's going to be a light winter for him, and rightfully so. At least you say it's going to be light. It'll be light at least on the horse racing side, but that little girl's going to keep you guys pretty busy.
No question.
All right, Kenny, we appreciate the time, my friend. Go enjoy the rest of the afternoon. Good luck today at Churchill, and we'll be watching and appreciate the time.
Thanks for having me.